Let's try to play first and then we discuss.
And then we discuss, yes.
This is a podcast of Brussels Jazz Alert.
My name is Cheon Lee from South Korea and I play keys.
My name is Mateusz Malcharek and I was born in Poland and I play bass, electric bass.
My name is Elie Goulem, I'm from France and I play the drums.
My name is Alejandra Borthik. I was born in Belgium, but then I grew up in Spain and then I came back and I play sax. Together we are bodies.
Came from different places and we ended up in Brussels, and for me it was because of my friends, due to a big migration of them from Maastricht, where I used to live and be. Somehow a big group of my friends came to Brussels, and so I moved after them because I thought it would be cool. Also because Brussels, I visited that city often, and I thought it's a really, really colorful and culturally vibrant place, and I thought it would be fun to be here.
I came to Brussels 3 years ago because I was studying in Lyon, and it's a bit the same as Mateusz. Like, a lot of friends of mine moved to Brussels also. They were musicians, and so they moved to Brussels, and then they told me that's a really nice city. And then I met a girl. Then I went for the music, but also for the girl. And that's the main reason, I think. And now it's been 3 years and I do really love the city. I love the city because now I feel at home with my friends, with my... Also in the the music community. It's like, I think Brussels can offer a lot of different things. And evolving in the city, I think you can really be whatever you want. It's the same in the music. Like, you can propose a lot of things and there will be always someone that wants to listen to it.
There is space for everyone and for every kind of creation. Like, it's crazy how open-minded people are about actually all kinds of art stuff. So it's super nice, yeah. This city is full of opportunities, and I'm a bit sad because Madrid is a beautiful city also and I miss it, but then I'm like, Brussels has so much to offer.
We rehearse mainly in two places, which is the, what is the shortcut for this school?
KCB.
KCB, School of Jazz, Flemish. and the second one is Volta.
Because we are a relatively fresh new band, we have been figuring out the compositions and finding our sound. So sometimes it depends on the composition. I bring a piece and then directly it works, and we just have to work more on sound textures and this kind of stuff to really make it sound compact and coherent. And then with some other songs, we just have to spend some time to find a proper groove. So maybe we talk more about it, and then we try things, and then another.
You start your solo on the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think we want to play that groove. Like,
I think we have a lot of chance because Alejandra's compositions are always super great and super different. And Alejandra always come with super clear ideas, so we just have to express ourselves in those ideas. There is a lot of space to put your own style.
Our music has many different influences from a lot of different styles. So if I have to think of an example of for a composition that where you can see that, is that one of the songs, I took a solo from a song from Brad Mehldau of his album Finding Gabriel, and then that chord progression and that melody, I made it longer. And then I wanted to have a development of that song, and in the second part have under it like a kind of more bonobo, techno-ish, this kind of vibe.
There was one tune where she wanted some drum and bass groove. So that's the influence for that tune. Then there was another tune where the rhythm, I talk about the rhythm because I'm the drummer. There was another tune which was some kind of African rhythm. And there was that pop song, there was that ballad song. So there is many, many styles, especially for the drums. There is many specific styles of drumming.
So it's a bit of a cocktail of many different styles, but let's say it's mainly jazz, improvised, experimental. We are currently working on an EP that we are going to record at the beginning of December. That's like the main focus now. We have a few concerts coming, but mainly we are focusing on this EP, which will be the first one. We're recording at Cinema with Dries Van Ende, I don't know. And it's also great because we are going to do like the presentation EP release concert at the Jazz Station. The name of the band Bodies, I don't really remember how I came to that conclusion, but in many different things, like because I think playing music is a very physical thing, it's a like deep connection to the body, and basically because I think my whole research is around the relationship with the body, specifically also in a gender perspective. So I don't know, I thought it was a nice statement, like we are bodies and we are existing here and we are using them to make music.
I feel really safe in this band because I find that none of us really like puts his ego first and just allows for things to happen or ideas to go through.
When I decided to put the band together and I chose the specific people, it was important, of course, the musical part. Like I was like, okay, I'm gonna put these specific people together because I know how they play, their musical background, and into the style I would like to make. But also on a human level, for me, it was very important that, like, it was people that I feel safe with, that I like, good friends, and like, yeah, I really appreciate how, because in a way, when, at least for me, when I bring my own music and my compositions, then in a way you are very exposed, and if you're not with people that is gonna have this attitude about it, you might feel like a bit left alone. And with them, I feel like they took the music and they made like amazing stuff with it. So it's super grateful for this kind of environment.
This podcast is supported by Sabam for Culture, the Nationale Loterij, and the Brussels Capital Region. Want more? Listen to the other podcasts of Brussels Jazz Alert and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That way, you'll stay up to date with our free concerts, new musical discoveries, and great spots in Brussels.